This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A new poll on where Colorado's Latino voters stand has warning signs for both political parties. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports this comes a year from the midterm elections.
The poll from the Colorado Latino Agenda found that 67% of Latino voters in the state disapprove of President Trump's job performance. If the midterms were held today, Hispanic voters would support Democrats 55% to 21%. But both parties are underperforming compared to 2024. Alex Sanchez with Voices Unidas, one of the groups that sponsor the poll, says Latinos reward action, not party labels.
We will support whomever delivers real progress on jobs, on housing, on health care, and yes, on immigration reform.
The top issues for Latinos surveyed were cost of living and affordability, as well as immigration arrests in U.S. cities. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado is back on the wolf market and looking for another batch of carnivores to release into the wild. CPR's Sam Brash.
After 2 years of wolf reintroductions, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is planning at least one more round of releases to create a self-sustaining population. It had secured an agreement with British Columbia to supply another 15 wolves, but the Trump administration intervened last month, telling the state it wasn't allowed to import wolves from outside the U.S. A spokesperson for Governor Polis's office says it's now holding discussions about obtaining wolves with Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Washington, and Oregon. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Western Colorado church was found guilty for allowing unhoused residents to camp on church property. A judge ruled the Montrose United Methodist Church guilty on 4 of 5 counts related to litter, nuisance, and zoning violations. The church has been in a lengthy legal fight with the city after allowing an unhoused camp on their property last winter. Church officials say they believe freedom of religion permits them to do so. A sentencing hearing in the case has not been scheduled. You are listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.